Kevin Lynch joins us, Bally Sports North, Timberwolves analyst. Kev, always good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing pretty good, Steve. I'd be doing better if the Wolves had won a game or two, but that's not where we're at right now, and they're still alive, so that's good. They're still a pulse.
Yeah, and here's the thing about game one. Maybe they were a little sluggish coming off the seven-game battle with the Denver Nuggets, winning that on the road. But in game two, this game was there for the taking, and by any reasonable measure, should have won game two, and they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, they're well, game one as well. The Wolves up probably 80-90% of game one, the Wolves had a lead, and they just gave it away right at the end. And, yeah, game two, the same. You know, if the Wolves seem like they're just struggling with the pressure, it seems like. They're just, you know, they might have been a little bit tired, like you said, because of the seven-game series, Denver, da-da-da, but you know, they win game one, they calmed, even if they didn't play well at the end, let's just say the Wolves win game one, and they just relax a little bit and play better game two, but they, like I said, they lose game one, and then they jump out and get a decent lead in game two, and then they give this away too, so it's just, man, it's just, to me, well, the Wolves are a better team than Dallas. They just haven't shown it. They haven't played. Dallas has outplayed them, yes, but at the end of the day, I think the Wolves are a better team. But you're down 0-2 going to Texas, and it's just, boy, they got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, let's start a little bit with the Mavericks. Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving are the top two guys in this team. Doncic was pretty impressive in game two. I mean, triple-double. He's really a good player. I sometimes don't like the whining. People complain about Cat and some of the complaining he's done in his career. This guy's, it's an art form for Luka Doncic, whining to the official. I mean, really, it is. The guy's complaining all the time, but he's a hell of a player, Kev.
Well, yeah, you look at guys like Kobe Bryant, Manu Ginobili, those are just a couple guys that come to mind. How much complaining they did. Doncic. You know, it's just the NBA, Steve, they've tried to kind of cut back on this. The fans, the NBA fans, basketball fans, that's why some basketball fans don't like to watch the NBA, because it's way too much. And you're right, but you get away with it long enough, and you want the players to be able to express themselves and get emotional to a degree, but it's gone way too far, and Doncic, yeah, he's one of the main culprits of all that crap.
Kyrie Irving is a guy who's bounced around in his career and is one of those guys at times where it's like, you know, what's going on here? But it seems as though ever since going over to the Mavericks, he's kind of settled in and realizes that, you know, his career is slipping away, and this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
It seems as though Kyrie Irving has changed as he's matured.
Yeah, I mean, he's changed in the fact that it's just kind of all the off-the-court stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like a lot of people were like, does he want to play basketball? Does he like basketball? It just seemed like drama kind of surrounded him, and some of it he brought on himself. And you're right. What has happened this season is it's like last summer he must have gone into the start of this year like, all right, this is, you know, I'm being known as just kind of a head case, malcontent, and I want to get away from that. So I just want to – you can do whatever you want once you retire, you know. So how about just be a basketball player right now, stay out of the headlines, just kind of keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Because as far as offensive talent, I mean, there's just no doubt he's one of the best guys in this league, and he's showing that in the series so far. But yeah, he's made a change, like you said, and he needed to do. I mean, if he goes to all that other off the court stuff that he's gone to the last 5-6 years, there's no way that Dallas gets to this point. So a part of their success this year has been the fact that Kyrie Irving has just been a basketball player.
Kevin Lynch joining us, Valley Sports North, Timberwolves analyst. Timberwolves down 2-0. They go into Dallas tomorrow night. Much-needed win, must-win situation for the Timberwolves in Game 3 to get back on track. Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns, from the field, have not had a very good series so far. If they're a little better, Timberwolves are up 2-0.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just, to me, it's almost looked like the Wolves, and well, Ed, let's just start with Anthony Edwards. It just seems like he's, everything that guy has done the last, this past 4 years, since he came in to the NBA in 2024, he has handled everything beautifully. He's so talented, and he's so competitive, and he's a good player, but it seems like, and I was always thinking, you know, God, once he gets to the playoffs, how is he going to be? And he has been terrific all the way up to this point. And I think we're finally seeing the last couple games, him, the moment kind of affecting him. And this is the first time I've seen that, because every time an opponent or the Wolves coaching staff have thrown something at him, he's just handled it perfectly. But now the pressure is starting to build, and I'm sure he's feeling it. And the same thing with Towns. Towns had a lot to prove going into these playoffs. He's played okay in the playoffs previously, but never great. So I really think the Wolves have been affected by the pressure of what's going on and being favored in this series before this series started. So, yeah, I mean, if they're going to make this a series, if they're going to have a chance to win this series, the Timberwolves, both those guys have to play better and play consistent from here on out, because they're on a hole right now, Steve, and they can't afford to lose Game 3.
Hey Kevin, it's interesting you bring that up, because there was so much buzz. They swept Phoenix in 4. But they won the first two in Denver, and then came home and really got steamrolled by the Nuggets in games 3 and 4, and then lost in Denver before righting the ship and getting a much-needed win at home, forcing the game 7, and we all know the rest of the story. But they are 3 and 4 at home in the playoffs. They've been much better on the road. Maybe that's part of it. It's maybe they play a little freer on the road and don't feel like, hey, we got to get it done, we're at home, we're in front of our fans, etc. Do you buy into that theory at all?
I do somewhat, yes. For some teams, for the makeup of whatever particular team you're talking about, whether it's the Wolves or somebody else, for some teams that's the case. I mean, and that's nothing against the Timberwolves fans. I mean, those fans have been unbelievable at Target Center, but I just think that for certain teams, they relax. They don't feel it as much. It's kind of like we got this 20,000 people in Denver or Phoenix, and we're going to relax and just try to take them out in their own building. So some teams approach it that way, and I'm hoping, well, like you said, just talk about the Wolves' record on the road so far in the playoffs has been really pretty good. So that might be the case for this team. So they just need to have some. Steve, if the Wolves can win one of these games in Dallas, that is going, whether they play well or not, if they just win a game, that might relax them coming back for Game 5. You might see a different Timberwolves team. So that might be the case, that you get on the road and you get together and it's us against the world mentality, and that might help them to a degree.
One of the things during the regular season, and you saw this a lot, the Timberwolves would have trouble finishing games. And in that Denver series, there were blowouts one way or another. I mean, it was all Denver or it was all Minnesota for the most part in that series. But in this one, very tight games coming down to the stretch. Every possession is huge. And that's kind of a different animal, because once again, the Timberwolves during the regular year would struggle with that at times, finishing.
Yeah, you know, and even getting stops, too. So I don't think it's just the offense. It's one of their big issues in this series. It's been just two games, but it's just trying to, I mean, the big guys for Dallas, just getting dunks, easy lob dunk. And it's like, you can sit and blame Gobert or Towns or Naz Reid or some of the big guys, but the big culprit is the Wolves' perimeter players or whoever's guarding Doncic or Irving, allowing dribble penetration to get into the lane. Your defense breaks down, and then they're lobbing it up to Gafford or Lively, the second, you know, these big guys for Dallas, and they're just catching and dunking. But so the problem is keeping those guys out of the lane. Now, it's not easy to do because Doncic and Irving are really good at manipulating the refs at times, and they're just really good off the dribble if you give them a little bit of space. So lack of execution defensively has been such a problem. But offensively as well, it just seems like Conley didn't play well in game one. That has been a problem. And if you're going to run your offense through exclusively Anthony Edwards, you know, in pressure situations like that, he's making mistakes as well. So, yeah, it's been a problem that we've seen before this season. At times they've been okay at executing at the end of game situations, but against a good team like Dallas that's playing well, it's been hard to watch at times because both these games, game one and two, the Wolves just making mistakes and giving up dunks and just turnovers, and it's hard to watch.
Yeah, and Kev, before we let you go, final play, game two, Doncic one-on-one with Rudy Gobert, and I was just kind of sitting there mumbling to myself because I was watching the game by myself, and it's like, I don't like this. This is putting Gobert in a bad spot. That far away from the hoop, one-on-one with Doncic, that's a tough spot for Gobert.
Yeah, and plus, you know, it's like you get it. I was thinking the same thing watching that last night. It's like, plus you're up two, and you give them a three. You give them a three. It's one thing if you just crowd Doncic and force him to get inside the 3-point line, and then they make a play and they tie the score. But he makes a three to go up to take the lead. You know, and it's just little things like that just sting, man. I mean, it's one thing if they get a two and they tie the game, you go to overtime. Okay, whatever. You're frustrated you didn't win the game, but at least you're not playing from behind. And then the last shot by the Wolves, so you're down one, Steve, and this is one of my issues with the NBA. You know, it's like you're down one with 3 seconds to go, and you take a three. All you need is a two. You could run a play, get some action going towards the basket, maybe draw a foul, maybe get a two. All you need is a two to win. Instead, you take a 20. No, Naz Reid's been really hot all game. Yep, I get that. Yep. But get some action going towards the basket. To me, that was another frustration for the end of that game last night.
Or get to the line. You know, take your chances at the free throw line, you know.
Yeah.
You know, someone fouls you and knocks it into the 10th row, at least you get to the stripe and have a chance. Yeah.
Right, yeah. It's just, a lot of teams do that. They run plays to get threes when the score is tied or you're down one. All you need is a two to win it, and you take a three. To me, it's just like, it's just a head-scratcher.
Yeah, it was painful. Well, hey, Kev, always good to visit with you. Game three tomorrow night, Timberwolves in Dallas against the Mavericks. And to keep that series in live, they need to get one of two games at least down in Big D. Have a good one.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, there he is, Kevin Lynch, Bally Sports North, Timberwolves analyst, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Kevin Lynch joins us, Bally Sports North, Timberwolves analyst. Kev, always good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing pretty good, Steve. I'd be doing better if the Wolves had won a game or two, but that's not where we're at right now, and they're still alive, so that's good. They're still a pulse.
Yeah, and here's the thing about game one. Maybe they were a little sluggish coming off the seven-game battle with the Denver Nuggets, winning that on the road. But in game two, this game was there for the taking, and by any reasonable measure, should have won game two, and they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, they were, well, game one as well, as the Wolves up probably 80-90% of game one, the Wolves had a lead, and they just gave it away right at the end, and yeah, game two the same. You know, if the Wolves The Wolves seem like they're just struggling with the pressure. It seems like they're just. Now, they granted they might have been a little bit tired, like you said, because of the 7-game series, Denver, da da da. But you know, they win game one. They calmed, even if they didn't play well at the end. Let's just say the Wolves win game one, and they just relax a little bit and play better game two. But they, like I said, they lose game one, and then they jump out, get a decent lead in game two, and then they give this away too. So it's just. Man, it's just, to me, well, the Wolves are a better team than Dallas. They just haven't shown it. They haven't played. Dallas has outplayed them, yes, but at the end of the day, I think the Wolves are a better team. But you're down 0-2 going to Texas, and it's just, boy, they got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, let's start a little bit with the Mavericks. Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving are the top two guys in this team. Doncic was pretty impressive in game two. I mean, triple double. He's really a good player. I sometimes don't like the whining. People complain about Cat and some of the complaining he's done in his career. This guy's, it's an art form for Luka Doncic, whining to the official. I mean, really, it is. The guy's complaining all the time, but he's a hell of a player, Kev.
Well, yeah, you look at guys like Kobe Bryant, Manu Ginobili, those are just a couple guys that come to mind, how much complaining they did. Doncic, you know, it's just the NBA, Steve, they've tried to kind of cut back on this. The fans, NBA fans, basketball fans, that's why some basketball fans don't like to watch the NBA, because it's way too much. And you're right, you just. But you get away with it long enough, and you want the players to be able to express themselves and get emotional to a degree. But it's gone way too far. And Doncic, yeah, he's one of the main culprits of all that crap.
Kyrie Irving is a guy who's bounced around in his career and is one of those guys at times where it's like, you know, what's going on here? But it seems as though ever since going over to the Mavericks, he's kind of settled in. And realizes that, you know, his career is slipping away, and this is an opportunity. Yeah. It seems as though Kyrie Irving has changed as he's matured.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, he's changing the fact that it's just kind of all the off the court stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like a lot of people were like, "Does he want to play basketball? Does he like basketball?" It just seemed like drama kind of surrounded him, and some of it he brought on himself. And you're right. What has happened this season is it's like last summer he must have gone into the start of this year like, all right, this is, you know, I'm being known as just kind of a head case, malcontent, and I want to get away from that. So I just want to – you can do whatever you want once you retire, you know. So how about just be a basketball player right now, stay out of the headlines, just kind of keep my mouth shut. Yep. Because as far as offensive talent, I mean, there's just no doubt he's one of the best guys in this league, and he's showing that in the series so far. But yeah, he's made a change, like you said, and he needed to do. I mean, if he goes to all that other off the court stuff that he's gone to the last 5-6 years, there's no way that Dallas gets to this point. So a part of their success this year has been the fact that Kyrie Irving has just been a basketball player.
Kevin Lynch joining us, Valley Sports North, Timberwolves analyst. Timberwolves down 2-0. They go into Dallas tomorrow night. Much-needed win, must-win situation for the Timberwolves in Game 3 to get back on track. Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns, from the field, have not had a very good series so far. If they're a little better, Timberwolves are up 2-0.
Yeah, it's... You know, it's just, to me, it's almost looked like the Wolves, and well, Ed, let's just start with Anthony Edwards. It just seems like he's, everything that guy has done this past 4 years since he came in to the NBA in 2024, he has handled everything beautifully. He's so talented, and he's so competitive, and he's a good player, but it seems like, and I was always thinking, you know, God, once he gets to the playoffs, how is he going to be? And he has been terrific all the way up to this point, and I think we're finally seeing the last couple games him, the moment kind of affecting him. And this is the first time I've seen that, because every time an opponent or the Wolves coaching staff have thrown something at him, he's just handled it perfectly. But now the pressure is starting to build, and I'm sure he's feeling it. And the same thing with Towns. Towns had a lot to prove going into these playoffs. He's played okay in the playoffs previously, but never great. So I really think the Wolves have been affected by the pressure of what's going on and being favored in this series before this series started. So, if they're going to make this a series, if they're going to have a chance to win this series, Timberwolves, both those guys have to play better and play consistent from here on out, because they're on a hole right now, Steve, and they can't afford to lose game three.
Hey Kevin, it's interesting you bring that up, because there was so much buzz. They swept Phoenix in four, but they won the first two in Denver, and then came home and really got steamrolled by the Nuggets in games three and four, and then lost in Denver before righting the ship and getting a much-needed win at home, forcing the game seven, and we all know the rest of the story. But they are 3-4 at home in the playoffs. They've been much better on the road, and maybe that's part of it. It's maybe they play a little freer on the road and don't feel like, hey, we got to get it done. We're at home. We're in front of our fans, etc. Do you buy into that theory at all?
I do. I do somewhat. Yes, for some teams, for the makeup of whatever particular team you're talking about, whether it's the Wolves or somebody else, for some teams that's the case. I mean. And that's nothing against the Timberwolves fans. I mean, those fans have been unbelievable at Target Center. But I just think that for certain teams, they relax. They don't feel it as much. It's kind of like we got this 20,000 people in Denver or Phoenix, and we're going to relax and just try to take them out in their own building. So some teams approach it that way. And I'm hoping, well, like you said, just talk about the Wolves' record on the road so far in the playoffs. Has been really pretty good. So that might be the case for this team. So they just need to have some. Steve, if the Wolves can win one of these games in Dallas, that is going, whether they play well or not, if they just win a game, that might relax them coming back for game five. You might see a different Timberwolves team. So that might be the case, that you get on the road and you get together and it's us against the world mentality, and that might help them to a degree.
One of the things during the regular season, and you saw this a lot, the Timberwolves would have trouble finishing games. And in that Denver series, there were blowouts one way or another. I mean, it was all Denver or it was all Minnesota for the most part in that series. But in this one, very tight games coming down to the stretch. Every possession is huge. And that's kind of a different animal, because, once again, the Timberwolves during the regular year would struggle with that at times. Finishing.
Yeah. And even getting stops, too. So I don't think it's just the offense. It's one of their big issues in this series. It's been just two games, but it's just trying to, I mean, they're the big guys for Dallas, just getting dunks, easy lob dunk, and it's like you can sit and blame Gobert or Towns or Naz Reid or some of the big guys, but the big culprit is the Wolves' perimeter players or whoever's guarding Doncic or Irving, allowing dribble penetration to get into the lane. Your defense breaks down, and then they're lobbing it up to Gafford or Lively, the second, you know, these big guys for Dallas, and they're just catching and dunking. But so the problem is keeping those guys out of the lane. Now, it's not easy to do, because Doncic and Irving are really good at manipulating the refs at times, and they're just really good off the dribble if you give them a little bit of space. So lack of execution defensively has been such a problem. But offensively as well, it just seems like Conley didn't play well in game one. That has been a problem. And if you're going to run your offense through exclusively Anthony Edwards, you know, in pressure situations like that, he's making mistakes as well. So, it's been a problem that we've seen before this season. At times they've been okay at executing at the end of game situations, but against a good team like Dallas that's playing well, it's been hard to watch at times because both these games, game one and two, the Wolves just making mistakes and giving up dunks and just turnovers, and it's hard to watch.
Yeah, and Kev, before we let you go, final play, game two, Doncic one-on-one with Rudy Gobert, and I was just kind of sitting there mumbling to myself because I was watching the game by myself, and it's like, I don't like this. This is putting Gobert in a bad spot. That far away from the hoop, one-on-one with Doncic, that's a tough spot for Gobert.
Yeah, and plus, you know, it's like you get it. I was thinking the same thing watching that last night. It's like, plus you're up two, and you give them a three. You give them a three. It's one thing if you just crowd Doncic and force them to get inside the 3-point line, and then they make a play and they tie the score. But he makes a three to go up to take the lead. You know, and it's just little things like that just sting, man. I mean, it's one thing if they get a two and they tie the game, you go to overtime, okay, whatever. You're frustrated you didn't win the game, but at least you're not playing from behind. And then the last shot by the Wolves, so you're down one, Steve, and this is one of my issues with the NBA. You know, it's like you're down one with 3 seconds to go, and you take a three. All you need is a two. You could run a play, get some action going towards the basket, maybe draw a foul, maybe get a two. All you need is a two to win. Instead, you take a 20. No, Naz Reid's been really hot all game. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. But get some action going towards the basket. To me, that was another frustration for the end of that game last night.
Or get to the line. You know, take your chances at the free throw line, you know.
Yeah.
You know, someone fouls you and knocks it into the 10th row, at least you get to the stripe and have a chance. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's just, a lot of teams do that. They run plays to get threes when the score is tied or you're down one. All you need is a two to win it and you take a three. To me it's just a head scratcher.
Yeah, it was painful. Well, hey, Kev, always good to visit with you. Game three tomorrow night, Timberwolves in Dallas against the Mavericks. And to keep that series in live, they need to get one of two games at least down in Big D. Have a good one.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, there he is, Kevin Lynch, Bally Sports North, Timberwolves analyst, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.